question I select was, please tell us how you celebrate the month of December. In my country, it's very natural. How do you spend the time in December with your family? The first thing I like is the union of the family that we proactively decide when it's holidays time. Everyone looks, you know, to be with the family, be home with grandma's house, decorate their houses with lights and big trees. The spirit is very fundamental for you to feel like you are enjoying Christmas. And it's very important to know that you feel grateful about another year ending. So you feel blessed and you enjoy with your family. Then we'd like to celebrate with food, gifts, and being together at the Christmas and New Year's dinner. Then the story, here's the story. As the pen fell far to the floor and Amy watched it hit to the linoleum, she knew she could have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her mom, his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote their directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path and you'll be fine. After you cross this creek, be careful of the large roots that come up of the ground. We'll have a cut set up and the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he's my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time. And he's doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his cold, dirty hand to her. But he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.